So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome to the Mindset and Hustle Show. It is Friday, it is 12 noon in the UK. It's 1 o'clock here in Spain where we are. We're just sat outside. It's a little bit overcast, but that's all right. Hope you're well. Hope you're staying safe. Obviously, we're in lockdown. We're actually in day 28 of lockdown today, and we'll go live later on about day 28. I'm having my face painted by my five-year-old later. So things could get interesting. I'll probably leave it on as we go live, because that could be quite interesting. So hope you're well. Now, there's a post going around on social media, and it goes something like this. If you've not learned a new skill, learned a new language, become a superhero and saved 50 kittens, then it's not that you didn't have time, it's that you didn't have discipline. And it bothers me, does this post. It bothers me quite a bit because there's this idea that we've got this downtime, and in this downtime, we're supposed to be like this super efficient kind of human that goes out and gets loads of stuff done. And, you know, the whole house is cleaned. Everyone's already done that. Your marketing for the next 12 months is already done. You've learned French, German, and Spanish. You understand quantum physics. You've watched all Marvel Avengers. I did some of that last night. But it's like, it's just this crazy idea that we're supposed to be this ultra efficient machine that, well, we've got all this time. We should just go out and learn everything that we should. We should know how to bake bread, for example, and start fire with nothing more than two pieces of stick and a flint. I don't know, but how you start fire, you use firelighters. But it's just mistaken idea that we should be this ultra efficient kind of human. And honestly, do you know what, I woke up today, it was like 10 o'clock. I slept on a couch partly last night. I got toothache. What a time to have toothache. And actually it's above and below, so I think it's a stress or anxiety kind of toothache. This is normal reality. We're having crazy dreams. I'm like, are you having crazy dreams right now? God, no, my dreams are just bizarre, just the most bizarrest dreams ever. And it's natural. We're on day 28 of lockdown. Of course, you're going to have dream weird and all this extra stuff that's going on. You don't know what day it is. You've not got out your jammers until 4 o'clock. And then it's like, well, what's the point? You might as well crack open a bottle of wine. It's crazy. It's just these crazy times we're living in. And I totally get it. Now, look, if you're the sort of person that you want to go out and learn French, Spanish, and German, learn how to bake bread and understand how to be a rocket scientist, that's awesome. For you, that's wonderful. But if you're the sort of person and you're doing the best that you can, right now I believe we're in a survival mode situation, okay? And you've got to survive. And however that happens to be for you is the right way for you. You don't have to learn 17 different languages and all the sub-dialects. You don't need to do any of that. If you're surviving with your family and kids, or if it's just you on your own, is getting up and playing Xbox, if that's what does it for you and is going to get you through these next couple of tough weeks, then that's what you should do. It's not time for you to go out and be a superhero. And if, you know, like right now we're home, we've got a five-year-old, we're on Easter holidays right now, so wife is not teaching in the kitchen. That makes it a lot easier for me to go live and, you know, because I've missed a couple of these sessions and so on, because I'm homeschooling. I find that stressful. I find that full of anxiety because I'm not good enough, you know. Not a trained teacher by any stretch of imagination. If the little one was 13, we could teach her internet marketing and quantum physics and why Avengers had a couple of plot holes. You know, we could go through all that. She's five, and there's a lot of Barbie going on right now and a lot of Paw Patrol going on right now, and we've got to do what's right for her, not what's necessarily right for us or even what's right for the business sometimes. It has to be a fine balance. But I see a lot of people thinking that they have to go and create all this amazing stuff. And if that is you and that's how you perform normally out in the real world when you're not on a lockdown, then yes, that's exactly what you should do. But if that's not you, if you're not normally outgoing and efficient and learning 17 different languages, why now suddenly, because you're on a lockdown, do you have to go out and do all that stuff? And I get all the pictures on Facebook, all the amazing mums homeschooling children for Tarquin and baking bread and doing all the amazing things. They are few and far between. And it's because, and not just mums, by the way, this appeals, you know, to dads as well. They're amazing with the kids and the camping in the garden. And other dads are going, oh, I can't cope with that. I'm just trying to survive right now. And that's perfectly fine. Because while those dads are out camping in the garden, that might be the only thing that they've got to do, and that's actually their survival mechanism right now, to give them something to do. Whereas you might be at home, and you're so stressed about work and the fact that you've had to lay off employees. Grant Cardone, depends on who you believe, but he says he's had to let go 42 people. Rumours are he's had to let go 80 people with some quite vicious letters, actually. I don't think Grant's helping himself, but who knows what's true and what's fake. You've got to do what you've got to do in order to survive this mentally, emotionally, relationshipfully, because, like, if you're holed up with your missus, or if you're a woman and you're holed up with the guy, and you're not getting on right now, that can be really stressful. And in the meantime, you're trying to be an amazing mum, an amazing husband for the kids. Actually, I think sometimes you need to step back and do what's right for you. You know, when the plane's going down, they tell you to put your own oxygen mask on first. We're in that situation right now. You've got to do what's right for you. Sometimes I can be really selfish, and that's a good thing. The little one says, Dad, can you play? No. I need me time as well. And you need your time too. And other times, so wifey was out playing. We've got a little basketball thing here, very little basketball in the garden that we've got. And she was playing, and I was doing some work. And then I came out, and I said, oh, shall I play? Give mummy a break. And then mummy got some time off. And so we're a team here. And so for us, it's making sure the five-year-old survives. Her bedtime is getting later and later. She's increasingly struggling to sleep. And everybody's on lockdown. And she's five. How do you explain that to a five-year-old? We're watching the LeBrant family, which is like a vlogging series on YouTube. We've got YouTube plugged into the TV. We watch a lot of YouTube. And they're on lockdown. And they're in America. And the five-year-old was going, hang on, are they in lockdown too? Yeah, the whole world is in lockdown. It's like these ideas of just making sure they understand what's going on and why, and that we're perfectly safe, and that they're perfectly safe, and that this is what we need to do until this bug kind of goes away, which it will do. Another couple of weeks and we'll be back to normal, we'll be back to school. Now, if we're not back to school in a couple of weeks, then fine, we'll deal with that then. And we'll go, actually, you know what, we've just had to extend this a little bit longer than we thought, just to be absolutely sure and safe, make sure everyone's safe. And that's just the conversations that you need to have. But I don't think right now you need to be learning 17 dialects of, Russian. I'm trying to think of an obscure language. You don't have to learn about the Sumerians and the Mesopotamians. You don't have to learn about any of that. You don't have to be a marketing guru. You don't have to be amazing at baking bread. You don't have to be an amazing dad. You don't have to be an amazing mum. You just got to survive. By the way, if you've got any comments, please put the comments in down below. If you've got any questions, let me just go to comments and just see if we've got any coming up. And I'll check on my phone as well, actually, because they often don't come up on here. We are in the outside studio right now. Do you like that word? We're in an outside studio, folks. I feel like I'm on Good Morning Britain. No, we haven't got any comments. That's fine. So it's like you've got to come out of this alive. That's the first thing. You know, the second thing is you've got to come out of this sane. That's the second thing. The third thing is, like, learning a new skill is like number 20 here, by the way. And I'm making these up as I go along. But, like, learning a new skill, learning a bit, is like number 25. Got to come out of it alive. Got to come out of it sane. Got to come out of it financially relatively okay compared to where you were. You've got to come out of this with your kids. And this is probably number 3, actually, before the financial one. But your kids need to be not screwed up. You need time to play games, time to exercise. We've got a trampoline behind the camera there. We can't go in the pool right now because it's not warm enough, which is a shame. If this was in summer, honestly, we would feel the effects much lower because we have 6 weeks in summer. It's kind of what we're used to. Although we do go out for ice creams and to the beach. But like, if we had summer, we could go in the pool. That would make life easier. Now, the other thing I was going to say here is that there's different types of people having different types of experiences. So if you're a single guy and you're a gamer, this is awesome, right? You're at home, you're furloughed, where you still get paid your 80%, and you just play Titanfall 2. I've been playing Titanfall 2 myself every single day. That's awesome. But if you're a dad and this is one of ours in the family, if you're a dad with mum who works in radiology, I think it is, and they've got kids, that's a different scenario altogether. The anxiety when they come home from hospital is real, you know? If you're a couple, so I've got a friend of mine, a guy and a girl, and they're just in their house now, as it happens. And actually, they just work from home. It's like nothing's really changed. They've got a hot tub. They've got loads of booze. They enjoy a drink. I've got problems with chocolate. They've got problems with alcohol. It's like whatever it is that gets you through this is fine. You don't have to go, well, I'm going to give it up. It's like you would talk about shutting down off licenses and not allowing people to buy alcohol. And it's like, honestly, right now, maybe alcohol's not the best thing, but that's not for me or them to decide. That's for the individual to decide. Whatever gets you through it, as long as you don't end up being addicted when you come out of it, as long as you're not addicted to gaming when you come out of it, or as long as, damn, talking to myself here, you're not addicted to chocolate. I was addicted to chocolate before we got in. I have gone through periods of time where I've not been addicted to chocolate, but they're few and far between. We had an order yesterday. We had 400 euros of food delivered yesterday, by the way. We've called this this lockdown right from the very start, and 3 weeks before the very start, we started stocking up. We noticed we were short on a couple of things, Coca-Cola and chocolate, so we ordered some extra, knowing that we're likely to be locked down for at least another month. And I think we're probably talking May the 10th, I think it is. So that's another month away. So we've been in a month and we're fully stocked up for a month. I will talk about that in the next live, which I'm going to do shortly. I'm just going to have my face painted, obviously. But like we called this weeks and weeks ago. And so we did everything right. And when I look at, you know, in hindsight, could we have done things better? A few minor little things we could have done better, but overall, we've done very well with it. But we've ordered more chocolate. I've just ordered a brand new camera, a brand new 4K camera with which to do more videos and more vlogging. You know, it's a £600 camera. So we've done that for the business. We're continually selling product, and I think we probably need to go live about that. Woke up this morning, we had some fresh sales in. £27 here, £27 there. We took in £150 yesterday. We took £310 in, I think it was the day before. Oh, no, we took £377 in the day before, which was a website and a product. So, we're continually bringing in cash. And actually, that both causes anxiety and relieves anxiety. So, like, everyone's suffering. Grant Cardone's laid off between 40 and 80 people. So they're struggling. Everyone's struggling at every step of the way. If cash flow is not coming in, this is definitely something that's taught me is to have 3 months worth of cash flow, not just for my living expenses, but actually to cover, like literally cover all the payments that goes out over a 3 month period. That's how much money we need in the bank. And actually, once we've got that, we want to extend that to 6 months. And we're talking a lot of money there when you talk about mortgages going out, service charges going out, everything that goes out, rent. Our rent on this place, for example, but electricity, gas, water, every single thing that has to go out, we need at least 3 months worth. So then if the world ends tomorrow, no income comes in, we're actually covered. I'm grateful for having products that we can sell right now. So we sold 3 websites this week, which is amazing. We've also sold a lot of online learning products, which again is amazing. And we need to create more of those, which is actually why I bought the camera. So we're getting better quality. We're testing different things. So we've got a ring light here with the camera. We're on the sofa. We're filming outside because the little one's watching TV. I would be inside. We've got gimbals that we can plug our phone into. So when this gets lifted, we're going to use a lot more video in our business, and we're going to start filming stuff a lot more often. And in fact, we're probably going to start vlogging. I need to let my wife know, but we're going to do a vlog a week, a week in the life of kind of thing of a family living in Spain. So these are the things that we're going to do. So that then attracts people to YouTube. People watch YouTube. Then they wonder what Dan does. Then they find out that Dan does online training that people can buy for between £27 and £200 a month, whatever product that happens to be. So this is the way that we're going to be changing what we do. But if this isn't you right now, this suits me, and I can only do a certain amount before I get really anxious. Because if I get too much, I'm trying to do all this and run this business and not let staff go. We've had to let 2 staff go so far, and hopefully that's it. They were part-time. They were some of our content creation people. One was videos and one was images, and luckily we've got a full team that can pick up the slack. We've lost a couple of clients, so it kind of balances out. But we don't want that, you know. We would like to have been kept going, and as soon as we can bring these staff back on, we're going to bring them back on, even if we don't bring the clients back on. And so we're out to sell as much as we can so that we can then look after our team, our family struck team of content creators that can help us create content both for me and for our clients as well. But again, if this is not you and actually you just need to switch off from work for 2 weeks, you switch off for 2 weeks. You've got to go do exactly what you need to do in order to survive this. And for me, it's a balance. For me, it's making sure my family's safe, both physically from harm. We've not left the front gate for 28 days now. But we are self-isolated, which we totally are. When deliveries come, we wipe everything down. The food deliveries, everything got wiped down and put away and organized. We're very efficient on that. Certainly the wife is, more than me. But we've got to do what we need to do to survive. But also for me, I can't just sit around and play Barbies all day. It drives me nuts. I can't do it. I enjoy playing, but I can't do that all day, every day. I've got to do some work. I've got to go live. We've got to be the beacon of light that's going to hopefully motivate and inspire other people to go do different things to help them. And if you've got a question, by the way, just stick it in the box down below. If you've got a comment, stick it in down below. If you're a little bit lost right now and you want to share that, then stick it in down below. If you've got a tip that you're implementing right now that's keeping you sane, I would love to know what's going on right now. This is where the engagement happens. This is the engagement part of the video. So like, I'd like to know what it is that you're doing. How are you surviving it? Like, we've got our own strategies and our own routines and our own things that we want to do, but we're pretty unique. You know, we live a very unique lifestyle here in Spain. We're not locked down in the UK where everybody's, I understand the weather's quite nice there in the UK, probably nicer than it is here. But I actually got sunburn yesterday and it's on the back of my neck. But we've got our own routines and our own strategies that enable us to survive and hopefully thrive in this new world order that we find ourselves in. Let me just make sure we've got nothing coming up here.
Go out and learn.
There we go. Nothing yet. Okay, so if you want to put a comment in down below, I'm going to stay on for another couple of minutes and then we're going to call it. I'm off to have my face painted. And then once I've done that, I'll go live again and we'll talk about being in quarantine and lockdown on day 28. We've got another month to go. You will enjoy my face being painted. And actually, we're gonna do a time lapse of, we're going to set it up and we'll probably do it out here. Set it up so you can see me having my face painted too. We'll upload that video later. But if you've got any comments, happy to speak to answer those or whatever. Other than that, I'm pretty much done. We're going to catch up with you on Monday where we're live again. I know it's Good Friday today. That means nothing to me. Bank holiday Monday, again, it means nothing. It's the same as it has been for the other 28 days. There is no difference. It could be Christmas Day today, for all I know. And there would be zero difference in what we do today. We might open some presents, maybe, if it was Christmas Day. But, like, every day is the same. I got an email from a client whose website we're doing for him, and he's like, he's just putting content together for a Shopify store. He does smart homes and that kind of thing. And he's like, I'm going to come back to you on Monday. Are you working Monday? And I'm like, dude, what is Monday? What does Monday even mean? It's like, it could be Monday or Sunday or Saturday or Wednesday. It could be Christmas Day or a bank holiday. It could be Queen's birthday. It makes no difference to me. We're just here. Every day's the same. Every day will be the same for the next 4 weeks. We're in lockdown. Nothing really changes. But look, stay safe. We're live again on Monday, officially. And then we'll go live on a couple of things. We'll probably do a Q&A this weekend, especially if it's sunny. It's nice out here. And if you've got any questions, you can save them up for then. Other than that, stay safe. Have a good Friday. And we'll speak to you on Monday. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.